I've got Shona here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Anne.
How's the old school doing? You got power, I presume?
You don't know now, do you? Yet.
Yeah, you're not sure now, are you? We still got it here in town.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, should be good. So what is on your mind at the moment? What's happening at the old school next?
Well, we've got the end of the Writer's World coming up. Tomorrow is the Poetry Slam.
I thought that was last week.
You're right. It was last week.
It was last week. All right, you just read Friday.
Yeah, no, I just had a complete mind blip. Okay, so that one's gone. Forget that. We've got movies this weekend then.
There we go. That's what it is. Where are we? So the movie book, when's that?
That will be Saturday, 5 o'clock, first one showing.
Okay, we talked about this before, but this is still the first showing.
No, it's the first of our three movies this weekend.
Oh, okay, but it did play a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we had it on twice last time, and it went quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the most popular. But
did you see it yourself?
No,
or?
No, I didn't.
I mean, it looks quite good. Who's in it?
Elijah Wood, who's Frodo, and a young
forever,
actress.
Forever Frodo.
Yeah, forever Frodo. It's kind of weird seeing him not being Frodo. Nell Fisher is the young actress. Apparently she's amazing.
So she's a New Zealand girl?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a New Zealand movie.
And is it a comedy?
Don't think so. Well, I'm sure it's got comedy moments in it, but I don't think it's exactly a comedy.
Okay. So what is it about?
It's her father, her estranged father has to come back to New Zealand to look after her because her mother's hurt. And they go off on a search for the mythical Canterbury Panther. Okay. I've never heard of the mythical Canterbury Panther.
Made that up.
Yeah. But it's got a lot of New Zealand landscape shots. Apparently amazing.
Okay, all right. So that's 5 o'clock. Is that the last time you'll be showing it?
No, there's one more showing.
Okay, but at 5 o'clock this Saturday. Then also on Saturday, what's that movie, The Sitting Duck? Oh, do I know anything about that at all?
Yeah, it's a strange name, isn't it? It's based on a true story about a whistleblower in the French nuclear industry.
Yeah. Is it a French film?
Yes, it is. And so it's subtitles.
Subtitles.
Yeah.
Okay. We are an art school, an art centre, so...
Yeah, we don't mind a bit of subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles are all right. Yeah, unless it's, Spanish, you can cope with Spanish.
No, French, I can cope with French.
Is it French? Yeah. Oh, damn. See, we discuss this every time, and I get confused. Okay, anyway, but this is a story about a whistleblower in a nuclear power station. Is it a true story?
It's drawn from a true story. I don't know, don't think it's exactly factual.
Right.
But it's inspired by, anyway. And it's a thriller. So.
Oh. And so she's a whistleblower, and then what, they try and shut her down?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets assaulted, and then she becomes the police suspect her of being behind it, and it all gets very complicated.
Do you think you'd want to be a whistleblower?
Well, I hope I never come across anything that needs to. I never have to make
You're at the old
choice.
School. I'm
That's
not
very difficult.
I'm not expecting... much at the old school that you'll need to whistleblow.
No, there's not an awful lot of drama in the arts industry.
Yeah, and there's certainly not, it's not like the nuclear industry, which is pretty serious. Okay, so folks, that's 7:30 at the old school, and on Saturday, sorry, and then on Sunday, what have we got on Sunday?
Ghostlight. That is a... what's the word? I think... yeah, a happy movie anyway. It's about somebody who goes through a family tragedy, and he sort of, you know, is unable to work through his emotions and recover his joy in life through amateur dramatics.
Okay.
Shakespeare.
A film about family art, humour and healing, it says.
Yeah.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, apparently it's really good. Got great reviews, and Roger says he thinks it's going to play really well, so we've got like three showings lined up.
Well, Roger should know. He's been showing films now for a decade.
Yeah, when he tells me he thinks something's going to play well, I think, oh yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good.
He knows what he's on about.
Yeah, so the first one is this Sunday. Do you tend to play it, like if it played on Sunday this weekend, you'll play it on Saturday's other weekend? How does that work?
Roger often tries to schedule it so at least one of them's on an early, either the early Saturday or the... early Sunday, and the other one's in the sort of mean time. But
it was interesting. I used to help out with that a long time ago, and people would come out, and like they'd come out from Hamilton, and they'd go for a swim, and then they'd come watch the movie.
Yeah, Yeah.
Although probably not this time of year.
No. Well, I don't know. We've got the cold water swimmers.
It's true, actually. Yeah, it could happen. All right, so that's the movies this weekend. Have you got any movies coming up long term that you just want to shout out at the moment? You know, just off the top of your head, if you haven't, don't worry.
No, but, right. I only think like 2 weeks ahead.
2 weeks ahead. Okay.
What? Roger's in charge of the big picture.
Yeah, fair enough. So what in the next 2 weeks, what do we got? Do I need to move into the next month here? I'm helping folks. I'm helping myself out by looking at the schedule.
I tell you what, we are excited for the next 2 weeks. The next one, we've got Home Kills.
Oh yeah.
Although it's almost sold out, so I have to see if we get another screening in. Yeah.
Why am I doing an interview? I'm doing an interview with the director who's in Australia currently. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It's a thriller / horror called Home Kills. Like they couldn't have picked a better day to have it in Ragnar.
And it was perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it actually having a Waikato beast movie. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, and I've seen the trailer, and it does look like it's not a comedy.
No, we watched the trailer too.
Yeah, it's a serious attempt to thrill and frighten you. So that's the 15th, Sunday the 15th, and you probably will show it again if it...
How does that work? We were just talking about it earlier this week, so we were having a look at the sales, and there was, at that point, I think there was 5 tickets left for each showing. So if you... I'm not sure if there's any left now, but that's pretty good.
It'd be interesting. It's weird watching a movie like that and suddenly there's a piece of scenery that you recognise.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we've got obviously food beforehand, weather permitting, we'll be outside. And then a Q&A session with the director after the screening on Friday.
Yeah.
And Sunday's Hayden, just the screening.
What's his name? Hayden. I forgot his last name, but I've just got an email exchange going on with him at the moment about doing an interview the day before. So
anyway, so there you go. I managed to think more than 2 weeks ahead.
The 15th. Yeah, so it's already nearly sold out. And they're going around all whole lot of little towns in the Waikato area, like Otorohanga and places like that. So yeah, that's an interesting little film. What else have we got? Have we got exhibitions coming up at all?
Raglan naturally have an exhibition associated with the book launch that's happening on the 7th, so at the geologist. I'm sorry, I've forgotten his name, Dr. Oliver McLeod.
I was trying to look at the poster over there on the wall behind you.
So the book launch is on the 7th, Saturday the 7th, and then we are going to have an exhibition of some of the research material.
Okay.
That's all I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Like rocks or...
Maps. I think Lisa was very excited about the maps.
Yeah, he's used a lot of Matauranga Māori to inform his work. So
I think he learned a lot of things, you know, from having that contact going around. So.
Yeah. And there will be a panel of, I think, like Angeline Greensill and people like that. I think Angeline, Sean Ellison and Taruki Thompson, maybe those three. I can't confirm that because I just heard this word of mouth. But there'll be a Q&A with the panel. So
at the launch?
Yeah.
So the launch is not at the old school, we're just having the exhibition.
I see, right.
The launch is at the launch is Stewart Street.
Yeah, just down the road.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger, fit 100 people in there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so you can go to the launch and then come and have a look at some of whatever materials it is, whether it's physical or metaphorical.
You're not organising this exhibition, so... Yeah, I don't imagine he really took rocks. It might take like tiny little samples for testing, but I can't imagine.
Drilled cores, I think.
Oh, no, I know what there is. They found a fossilised tree or tree stump from before the volcanic activity that formed Karioi existed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he found it. Somebody's found it. So originally before the volcanic activity, this is just, the coast was further out to sea several kilometres, and it was just lowland forest.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden the earth was ripped asunder, as they don't normally say, but it was like there's a big tear in the plate.
Fossilised tree, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can see, like, because, you know, you can go out to places like Te Toto Gorge and you can see, because it's just a wall, you can see the sort of history of the of the build-up. I'm not sure if that's exactly where he found the stump, but, yeah. So that will be something that I think, pretty sure that'll be at the exhibition.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he did, because we specifically talked about that.
Yeah.
All I remember, though, was that I would be able to view it, but...
Well, Raglan actually are very busy people, so I haven't heard anything from them yet. So it'll just be a wonderful surprise to me when they come and set up there. They always do a great job, so I'm sure it'll be worth seeing.
He's a busy man. He's got a 15-month-old and a 3-month-old or a 1.5-year-old and 3-month-old at the moment. So he's doing really well to do all this at the same time. But, All right, so that's happening. And there's a part, folks, if you want to hear a podcast interview with Dr. Oliver McLeod, there is one on the website, raglanradio.com. We don't talk much about the Matauranga Māori, so that will be... something you need to get along to the launch to learn more about. Anything else happening at the old school? Classes? Bound to be some clay classes?
Yeah, two clay classes coming up, both in the daytime.
Weekday daytime or?
Fridays in the mornings, 10 till 12.30, starting on the 6th.
Yeah.
And that's a hand-building class with Lindy. It's a really nice class, actually. I've done it before. I'm vaguely contemplating doing it again. Because you just, we've got a little bit more time allowed so that people can have a bit of time to chat. And
which is the real reason people like to do these
uh-huh. And it's a really nice atmosphere, you know, making things together, you know. Mm. Sort of, yeah, it feels good. And Lindy always makes her lovely gluten-free treats and brings them along for morning tea. And, yeah.
Oh, sounds ideal.
Yeah. And then Robin Marsis is going to do a daytime wheel workshop starting on Thursdays. I think it's the 12th is the first.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see the poster right behind you. Yeah, look behind. Yeah. 12th of September to the 3rd,
yeah,
September
in
to
the afternoons,
3rd of October.
Just because she's had some feedback that Sarah's classes are quite late at night for some people, so just to give an alternative.
Yeah.
And they're both on our website.
Okay, all right. And I was just looking at the music and dance classes that Johanna does.
Mm-hmm.
So there's half-year-olds to three-year-olds, then there's 4 to 6-year-olds. This is on Thursday morning, so happening soon. Does the kindy come over to the old school, or does she go to the kindy?
The kindy did come over. I don't know if they still are. Does it say that
it
on
says,
there?
It says, music and dance for Raglan Kindy with Johanna.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe she went there, but...
No, the kindy did come over. I'm sure they will still be.
Okay, all right. That's the old school this morning, going to be nice and noisy.
It is, especially in the clay shed, because they're upstairs in the fairy tappery. You can hear them all jumping up and down and singing away.
Excellent. All right, and we were talking about movies before, but you were at the movie Where Olive Trees Weep last night, the Palestinian film. How was that?
It was really good, actually.
Yeah?
I wouldn't say it's... I enjoyed it would be the wrong thing to say, because it's a pretty hard movie to watch in a lot of ways, but it was very good. I definitely recommend it to anyone.
Was there a conversation afterwards or anything like that? Or?
Yes, a little bit. Gillian did talk to some people, and Javier Mead has a list he's put of people who are interested in, you know, getting together and talking about this and what action he can take if anyone's interested.
Forming a local group or something, I think. Yeah. I feel like, yeah.
But that wasn't an old school showing, that was just a private.
Yeah. So might that play again?
That would be up to Gillian and Javier if they went to organise another screening.
Okay, it was not an official part of the film list for the old school.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, and so people can actually do that, can't they? If they've got a film they want to see or an event, a fundraiser or something like that.
Yeah, there's various ways of doing it. I mean, sometimes Roger will, if there's enough demand, if you can convince him that you can fill the theatre, then sometimes he'll put it on as part of the movies, or you can hire it. We can either provide a projectionist or do some training with you so you can project it.
Now, things coming up, the old school's got its, or not the old school, the Arts Council, Raglan Arts Council has its AGM coming up soon.
Yep, it's on the Tuesday the 10th of September, 7 p.m.
Okay.
So it's just a chance to hear about what has happened in the past year and plans going forward, and it's open to anyone in the community.
Okay.
And there'll also be there's a vote for, I think the only contested place is the chairperson. So financial members can vote, but anybody's welcome to come along and listen in and find out what's going on.
If I become a financial member today, can I go and vote?
Yep.
Okay. If I turn up with $10 on the night, can I vote?
No, you'd have to turn up with 20.
Oh, but then you could.
I'm not sure, actually.
I know, I asked this way back in the distance past, something happened with the radio station with a bunch of people turning up on the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for like a takeover bid.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm talking 20 years ago, so it's very old news, but yeah. That's why I suddenly... I don't think that's happening.
No, well, I hope not.
I haven't heard anything, Shona.
But...
I'm starting a rumour here by accident.
You are, aren't you? Yeah. Troublemaking. It's good for people to be involved, though. We'd love to see as many members as we can.
Totally, yeah. Now, the market, I know we all saw on the Chronicle front page the other day that Debs is leaving as market coordinator, and have you got a new one lined up? What stage of the process is that?
Interviewing on Monday.
Okay.
We had quite a lot of interest in it, which is nice to see, because the market's pretty special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't want to lose that.
Yeah, and it's a Yeah, it's going to be a big blow to lose Deb, but, you know, she's retiring. She's off to live her best life.
Okay, fair enough. And you guys have also got a fundraiser garage sale coming up. It's still a month away, isn't it?
But it is still a month away, but we are asking people to have a look out for any good donations that you can pass along to us.
Yeah.
And they can be delivered to the old school from the 25th to the 28th of September.
So that's any secondhand goods that they've got lying around that they want to get rid of? Or?
Yeah, no CDs, no DVDs, no electrical items, and no large household furniture. Otherwise, any other quality items, we'd love to have them.
And while we're talking about CDs, we don't need them either at the radio station, in case anyone's thinking. We've got a wall of them here that we don't use. Occasionally I do. Like if the computer frits out or something, then I can put a CD on.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, or sometimes I have to restart it, you know, like you know what Windows is like. They always want it. It's always wanted to be restarted.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll put a CD on while that happens.
Oh, how retro.
It's amazing. So is that everything? Is that all the news from the Old School Arts Centre? Raglan Arts Weekend's coming up in a while.
We're getting the Raglan Arts Weekend brochures now been unveiled to the artists, so it's available to the public now.
Okay.
So you can pop along and get one from the Old School, and I think we'll be getting them out around town in the next week or so.
Okay, if they could drop a couple off here, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Yep. And the tickets for our... Not quite, probably, I think the 8th, I think we're saying, the tickets for the opening night will be on sale. Unfortunately, we've had to move from Rocket to, unfortunately...
Oh, 'cause they're closing, aren't they?
Yes, which is really sad. But the great news is that we're going to Iso Bistro, which we're very excited about, so that will be extra lovely.
Okay. All right, Sharon, thank you for coming in.